Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And my first guest on the show this week is a friend of mine for almost 50 years. We're calling him in Hawaii. A lot of things to talk about with Pat Boone. Later on, one of the stars on the History Channel's TV show Alone, Alan Pintna. Tamron Hall will be joining us. The Beeb, Jerry Mathers, will be here. Actor Hal Linden, still watching reruns of Barney Miller. And then Travis Bickford will be on the show. He's the program coordinator for Veterans History Projects for the Library of Congress. And that's all coming up with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily, but a man who now is 89 years old and working like crazy, none other than the legendary Pat Boone. Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. And that's just a couple of songs that we're going to be playing on the show today that have been recorded by my friend of almost 50 years. He is absolutely one of the greatest guys, not only in the entertainment business, that I have met over my long career. And that's from an album called Country Jubilee that features that song, Single Grits. Also, You and I, that he sings with Crystal Gayle. Joining us right now, my friend, Pat Boone. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hey, Ron. Good to talk to you. And by the way, anybody ever tell you you have a great voice for radio?
Boy, I tell you something. If you could say that again, I might be able to get my first job, you know?
Well, you do. I think you're right where you need to be.
Well, if you can tell the rest of my family that, I think we've got something going here. You know, Pat, it was back in 1974 when you were playing in my hometown in Pennsylvania. I was a young aspiring disc jockey and singer, and you let me open the show as a singer back in that town. And I have to tell you something, I've never forgot that, and I've told that to a lot of people, because very seldom, if ever, does a male singer have another male singer, especially when it's in his hometown, open for a big star like you. I'll never forget that. Thank you, my friend.
Well, you're more than welcome. In fact, you're not the first I ever did that. Not the only one, I should say. I was in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they told me about a young kid that was doing impressions. And he can impersonate all kinds of things and all kinds of people. And you ought to have him in your show. I said, well, okay, let him open for me. And he was so good that I wound up using him in a lot of my shows, even took him to Japan with me and my family when we were doing concerts, because he could imitate even the sound of trees falling and being sawed and animals of all types. And he could be entertaining to people who didn't understand English.
Well,
so you were only one of several.
Apparently I didn't make the cut because I never went to go on tour with you.
Well, no, because you could sing songs and I didn't want the competition.
That's why you're good at what you do. I've been following you the last year or so because, you know, our schedules have been such where I couldn't get an interview put together. But this great Country Jubilee, with all of these terrific songs on it, and the one Grits, which get a lot of play, you actually wrote that song, did you not?
I did.
Yeah.
In fact, Ron, it came to me in a dream. And this is the truth. Every word of it, I'm telling you, is the truth. I was dreaming that I was having a big country hit record and even singing some of it in the dream. And dreams are funny in that you can be enjoying it greatly, and then the thought creeps into your subconscious, is this real or is this a dream? As soon as that happens, you start waking up and you try in vain to hold on to the dream, and you usually can't remember much of it, and you regret that. Well, I came out of the dream still singing Grits,
wow,
bestest food there is, country caviar, Tennessee foie gras, hey, Grits, bestest food there is, keep your fancy food, give me my grits.
I love it.
And And so I could, of course, go ahead and finish the song and went to Nashville. A guy named Jimmy Nichols, great producer, arranger, pianist, put together a group of country performers like Ray Stevens and the Gatlin Brothers and Laurie Morgan and a group, and even Roger Miller's son, Dean.
Wow.
Who sings with me on the record and said to me, greatest compliment I could ever get, you know, I can hear my dad writing that song. Grits, grits, bestest food there is.
Yeah, I see that.
And so that was a dream, and we went ahead and recorded, and then now we've had a video. It's on patboone.com and YouTube, and it's going crazy. It's going up the country charts, and I know that it's setting the stage for the country album, which is going to come out the 8th, I think, of September. And that's a unique album. Never been one like it, because country artists rarely, if ever, sing each other's songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have been recording those songs for the last 50-something years in my albums. So I have an album coming out, 21 major million-selling songs, all sung by one artist, me. I think going to be a big album.
Pat, I have told you this time after time, and I firmly believe this. I mean, this is what I'm saying because we're on the air together, that you are the only entertainer that I know that has kept in reinventing yourself. I mean, heck, I was at the MGM when you were on Jay Leno's show, and you had the motorcycle on stage promoting your heavy metal CD.
Oh, and boy, was that a risky thing.
Oh, I know.
That was a borrowed motorcycle. It was like my Harley Heritage Springer, but it wasn't mine. It had been used, and they can be, temperamental. And he was calling for me. He was introducing me, and now here to sing Smoke on the Water, unbelievably, is Pat Boone. He didn't say unbelievably, but I only had the chorus, bum, 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 and I had only the chorus that length to start the motorcycle, ride it to the edge of the stage, looking down on the audience, get the kickstand down, and get off in time to start singing. Well, we all came down to Montreux. On the Lake Geneva shoreline. So, but it was dangerous. I could have ridden that motorcycle right out into the audience.
Well, you know, you think it's dangerous for you. I was in the front row of that audience.
Oh, man, yeah. I saved your life. Thank me. I saved your life.
Well, I got to tell you.
Well, actually, it was God. It was God who did.
Oh, well, you know, and you're going to be doing a big concert date in the L.A. area mid-October at the Coach House. And last year you had this big movie, The Mulligan? I mean,
yes.
You know, it's unbelievable. Can I tell everyone how old you are?
Sure, I'll say I'm 89 and fine.
89 years old, ladies and gentlemen, and this man works so hard that we've been trying to book him for 6 months, and he's going like, he's like the Energizer Bunny. It's unbelievable. You know,
my wife, Ron, my wife said several times, because I was always busy like this, she said, I feel like I'm married to triplets. And I wish two of them would go away. I'd take one of them, but I don't want all three, because he's trying to do too much for three guys. Instead, he's trying to do it as one. But somehow we kept our marriage together beautifully and raised four beautiful daughters, and they married Christian guys. And I've got 16 grandkids and now 17 great-grandkids with whom I had very little to do.
Yeah. And she was a beautiful lady. And, of course, now you got Shadow, the dog, so you got, you know,
Shadow,
you can't forget about you.
Shadow, my wonderful Cocker Spaniel, and he's got weak hips. He's got stiffness in his poor arthritic hips. When he gets up in the morning, I have to help him down off my bed. But I've got that same back malady of stiffness in the morning when I get up, and it takes a while of ginning around before I can stand up straight and keep going.
Well, I have to tell you something. You look terrific, and you did a phenomenal job last year. I think it was last summer when you were at Graceland. There was a big celebration. It might have been the anniversary.
Yeah, it was. The 45th anniversary 45th, of his passing.
And now this year, 46 years. Unbelievable, huh, Pat? And you did a great job on it. Absolutely sensational job. You looked
good. There for that?
No, I was watching it.
Oh, watching.
Yeah, but it was a terrific job. And it really showed the friendship between you and Elvis, and the fact that even though you were both competing for a certain market back in the mid to late 50s, you still remain friends to the very end. Pat, we're going to pause for a second, okay? My special guest, who's going to stay with us much longer on the show, is Pat Boone. He's got a brand new CD out called Country Jubilee, and it features the song Grits, which is the latest single of his right now, and another song called You and I with Crystal Gayle. We're going to talk about a lot of things with the legendary Pat Boone when we return live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And here's a few songs from that new CD, Country Jubilee.
He opens up the business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Listen while I tell you about a place I know, down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
One of his many million sellers, Love Letters in the Sand, our guest over for another segment, my friend of almost 50 years, Pat Boone. And Pat, you have written some 28 books. One of the books, If, I'm going to just run down this because I think I know who this might be about. It's about a gentleman who God chose out of normal, humble beginnings to have a lot of hit records, star in major motion pictures, high-rated TV show, be with kings, queens, presidents, prime ministers, have a beautiful wife, great daughters, great granddaughters, great great grandchildren, own a TV station, a basketball team, humanitarian. Do you know who that is?
I have a hunch. Because I wrote that, but that's the flyleaf of the book called If. And Ron, that came to me. I mean, the Lord absolutely compelled me. Well, he didn't compel me. I could have said no, but he led me to write the book, the title, design, the cover. The word if is the most important word in the Bible. Every blessing of God, there's no exception, comes with an if. God will give freely everything he is and has to us if we truly want it enough to want to be in his family and to let him be our father and try to please him instead of just ourselves, although he wants to please us and can please us a lot better than we can just please ourselves anyway. But that word if is so crucial that it's the cover, on the cover, just the one word, like you took a big heavy marking pen and scratched it, the one word if, and then there's a warning sign, not religious, just life or death.
Wow.
And
wow.
Four corners of the book look like it was singed and a book burning, and somebody pulled it out of the book burning and scribbled if on the cover. So it's very eye-catching, and it's not, I don't write it for Christians or believers. I write it for those who gallop the posters and the other posters, Barna, all say less than 50% of Americans go to a church or a synagogue or a temple, read the Bible, or pray. If they do pray, they're not sure anybody's hearing. They don't know what the Bible says or what God says, and they're just flying blind. And that's less than half of America. So we're not a nation, one nation under God anymore. We're a divided nation, which the Bible and Lincoln said, divided against itself, cannot stand.
Right.
We've either got to heal this divide in our whole social life and political life, or we are done for. We cannot continue separated as we are, one side hating the other, calling them names, the Bible being called hate speech, Christians being denigrated because we still adhere to what God wants and not just what we all might like. It's a book written in love, but very starkly, and that's why the title, If. We make the choice. Every day, we're making the choice right now as we live and as you and I talk. We're making the choice about where we spend eternity.
You know, what's really amazing, out of all these news reports you hear day in and day out, day in and day out, nobody brings the fact of what you're talking about to light, which is a solution for the problem. You know, Roger Whittaker had a song one time. In fact, I recorded it, and it was called I Don't Believe in If Anymore. And I forgot the words of that, but I'm going to go back and listen.
Hey, I'm going to look, write it down and look, because I love Roger Whittaker.
Oh, yeah.
Your voice reminds me of his. He was a baritone.
Yes, he was.
Beautiful baritone.
Yeah, and it was called I Don't Believe in If Anymore, and the record company said, do it. And this was back the 70s, and boy, that song is needed now. You should record that, Pat. I got the sheet music for it, in fact.
Wow, listen, if you can just text me the cover of it, I know I can get it. I don't believe, I'm writing it down, I don't believe in if anymore.
Yeah, it's a great song. I will do that. I will absolutely do that. Receive the International Christian Visual Media Association Crown Award, the top award for America's leading Christian broadcasting group, the National Religious Broadcasters, NRB, at their annual convention. It's fascinating how you've had such a great career, both family life, successful in business, successful in entertainment. But one of the things, and this is what I enjoy when I talk to you, you talk about family hardships, disappointments, and tragedy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think successful people get up in the morning and they're successful. And they go to work and they're successful. And they have no clue the backstory.
Yeah. And some are born into it too, which can be the worst thing that can happen to anybody, is to be born into a highly successful family with which you had nothing to do.
That's right.
And you got to earn it yourself to appreciate it. And if you, better yet, if you realize that God is your partner helping you, without Him opening doors for you, you would not have achieved that success. That's what I always tell the young people who've asked me over the countless years now, how can I get ahead in show business like you did? I say, make God your agent. The agent is one who can open doors for you, can help you take advantage of that first opportunity, and maybe get you some more offers and encourage you. But by the way, every good agent demands a tenth, 10%.
Right.
And I have always been scrupulous about tithing, because it's a biblical principle. And God says, you know, you give back into my storehouse, and I'll bless you in unimaginable ways.
I don't know how many people know this. The Exodus song, This Land Is Mine, was written by Pat. I'm going to say something here that, and I hope you don't mind this. A couple of years back, when you lost Shirley, I heard about that.
Wait a minute. I didn't lose her. She went to heaven.
But I
know where she is, and I'm going to be with her soon. She's still my wife.
That's the story, ladies and gentlemen. I gave my sympathy. And he said, well, she didn't leave us. And boy, at that point, Pat, I got to be very honest with you. I thought, what did I read wrong here?
I just said in the AP press release, which went around the world, Shirley Boone doesn't live here in Beverly Hills now. She's moved up to a mansion prepared for her by the one who says that where I am, you can be also. She's tidying up a mansion for the two of us, and we'll be together. So don't weep for her. You can shed a tear for me and my current loss of her company. But she's, let me tell you something that I know your listeners don't know about, and maybe you don't either. But in the memorial service, a couple of weeks after she did move upstairs, is the way I put it, my girls were rehearsing a song they were going to sing in her memorial service. And suddenly I and other members of the family, because the service was going to be the next morning, we heard this calamity, this cacophony coming from the front hall from upstairs, and we went running in. What's happened? And the girls said, we were rehearsing, and we took a breather, a rest to start over again, and we heard this click and this whir, and we looked downstairs, and the Acorn chairlift came up the stairs by itself.
Whoa.
Which we had gotten for Shirley when the last months of her life, where she couldn't go upstairs, and I would take her up chairlift so we could at least hold each other in bed. And that chair went up by itself. Now, Ron, that's technologically and mechanically impossible.
Right.
It can't turn itself on and then go upstairs without somebody sitting in the seat. It's just not possible. But it went upstairs and stopped at the top of the stairs as if Shirley was there and wanted to hear them better. Well, now, people say, well, if she was there in spirit, she didn't need the chairlift. No, she wanted to know she was there. And that is, I'm telling you, it happened. We all were witness to it. It is impossible. We've used it since just to check it, but it still works like it's made to work. But you can watch it for a decade, and it's not going to move by itself.
What a story. I've told the story about what you said to me about, no, I didn't lose her, and I hope you don't mind that, but it struck me emotionally that when I heard it, what a way to handle a passing of a loved one. Pat, we're going to pause for a second. We're coming right back with my guest, Pat Boone, with Ron Sedgy Today.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents their cities are prepared for Hurricane Hillary.
The city is prepared. We're not waiting for the storm to hit. We have already begun working 24/7 to be ahead of the curve and to be ready as soon as the storm reaches our shores.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. Hillary is expected to make landfall as a tropical storm in Mexico or the U.S. Sunday night or early Monday morning. Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfires now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called those deaths unspeakable and devastating. Americans are projected to deplete their pandemic savings this quarter, as indicated by a study by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Household surplus savings, which reached over $2 trillion in August 2021 due to increased saving during the COVID-19 pandemic, have now dwindled to under $190 billion. John Schaefer, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, bop, bop, a loom, bop, a lop, bop, bop, tootie, tootie.
From his rock and roll years, that's Pat Boone. And Pat's joining us for another segment on today's show. And you know, Pat, I remember distinctly, I had a nice dinner one time, a couple of years back, with your daughter, Debbie, and it was with the late Jerry Van Dyke and Ed McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
She's a beautiful lady now. She what, she's a grandmother?
She's a grandmother number of times. I've lost track of how many each has of grandkids, but I know I have 16 grandkids and 17 great-grandkids. I think about four of those grandkids are Debbie's. I think Jerry has five. Laurie has three. Lindy has three, but she was the mother of the grandson who got hurt so terribly in the accident when he and a partner from Pepperdine fell through the skylight in a building in West L.A. Just after he graduated and didn't think he would live, but he did live, but he never married, and he's still recovering slowly in increments. Lindy's other son was not able to sperm a child, and I offered to pay up for all the expense of, but he did it. He got it done. She has a grandson, too, so she's got only one grandchild at this point.
Oh, I remember that terrible accident.
Oh, boy. Larry King had me come on and to pray for Ryan, and that prayers have been answered. He's fun to talk to be with. We still believe he's going to recover full use of his legs. He can walk with help on a walker. He's aware of everything going on around him. We haven't lost him either. We're still praying. We wanted him to recover in time to stand in front of Larry King, who was an agnostic, who just frankly said, I don't know what to believe. I'm a Jewish kid from Brooklyn, and I wish I had faith like you people. But for me, this Jewish kid has never registered. And I wanted Ryan to stand in front of him and say, Larry, this is proof there is a God. So now what are you going to do about it?
I failed to mention, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking to Pat from Orlando, Florida, and you are now in Hawaii.
Yep, up on a 1,500 feet up over the Kona Coast, and this hideaway we've had for 40 years. I just sneaked away because I'm doing so much promotion for the recordings and so on and other things that I was going nuts. And I said, folks, I've got to have a week. So I came in here last night from L.A. I've got to go to New York right away when I get home. Promoting records, I'm promoting movies, business things that I'm doing, and also political. I'm wearing a real colorful shirt, and I call it my straight pride shirt.
Here he is, working like crazy, and I have to bother him on his day off. The Country Jubilee album, and of course, The Mulligan was a great movie. You know, Pat, I could talk to you for hours. Now I feel guilty because you got to rest a little bit, but can I tell you something sincerely? I love you. I really do. And we can say that in the entertainment business, can't we?
Yeah.
I remember Don Rickles, he'd say, I love you, I love you. And he kind of
he would put you down terribly.
Yeah.
The other entertainers, if he didn't insult them, felt he didn't love them.
That's right.
And he proved he loved them by insulting them like crazy, and everybody laughed, including the insultee.
That's
anyway,
exactly.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, a lot of times people don't want to express those words. You have treated me so well over the past 50 years, always there for me. In the beginning, you were there and let me sing on stage. So I'm very appreciative. One of my very closest dear friends, in fact, he was a business partner of mine, and I was a partner with him in a lot of things, was Ed McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
You and Ed have been as nice as you have.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear you say it. I knew Ed very well, of course, and Johnny and all of those people, and I think they knew that I had, you know, really kind regards for all of them. With Doc Severinsen on The Tonight Show, he was a farm boy and proud of it, and I was too, and we both had talked to Johnny at one point or another about milking cows. He said, well, we need to have a milking contest between you and Doc. And we said, okay. So on The Tonight Show live, they brought a cow out that had not been milked that day. Doc had the band play for 1 minute, some rousing, romping song, and he went first because he was sure of himself, and he had the band play for 1 minute and then showed that he'd gotten about a quart of milk from this unmilked cow. So then I sat down, and I got a gallon.
Oh, jeez.
And the reason is he didn't take into account, I didn't either till afterwards, when you start milking a cow, you know, the first few tugs don't produce much. It takes a little bit to bring it down. He went first. He only got a quart and 60 seconds. I got a gallon, more than twice what he got. He couldn't believe it. Neither could Johnny. And I got the ovation from the crowd. How typical it was for me, because I was known as Mr. Milk. License plates.
That's right. In fact, I just saw a roast the other day with Don Rickles. Isn't it fun, Pat, staying up late and drinking something other than milk?
Right. Yeah, chocolate milk with his cookies and milk.
Right.
Then he would say, I kid you, but I love you.
I love you.
Well, believe me, I went through a lot of white shoes with that little powder puff all over the place. My parents I had powder puff everywhere in that house. Pat, I'm going to let you relax a little bit now. I know I screwed up your vacation, but I want to tell you.
No, I'm just starting.
I want to tell you, go out and get this Country Jubilee. It's a special two-album country record. The first country album put out since the mid-1970s by our dear friend Pat Boone, who was probably the only man in the world that had four daughters and a wife in the mid-50s, going to college, having a television show, and being a teen idol. Because you know what? Back in those days, you had to be single, and that was it, be a teen idol.
Yeah, that was the most miraculous part of it all. They knew all the teenagers, where they were screaming to get my autograph, get to me, hordes of them. And they knew I was married. They knew I had four kids. Sometimes Shirley would be with me.
Yes.
And yet, it didn't slow them down. They knew that I was their age. They knew I was competing with Elvis. I had 41 chart records in the 50s. He had 40, but I had a six-month head start on him. But we matched each other hit for hit all the way through the last half of the 50s into the 60s. And then 45 years later, I was telling some of my relationship with Elvis, the king of rock and roll, of course. He's been gone 46 years, and I'm still kicking.
Still kicking. I remember the last time you ran into him, you were, I guess, at a layover at an airport.
That was Johnny Cash. A layover at the airport when he was already on drugs and skinny, and he got off in Oklahoma City and never got back on. Then he and I became great friends and fellow Christians. With Elvis, I know what you're thinking about. It's when we met at the Memphis airport the last time we met.
Right.
He was going to Las Vegas to the International, which at that point in his life he didn't want to do anymore.
Right.
And I was there with my four daughters, and we were going to Orlando for a Tupperware convention. And he said to his buddies, Red West and Joey Esposito, he said, he's going the wrong way. He's always going the wrong way.
Yeah, that's the time.
And the last thing I said to Elvis was, Elvis, it just depends on where you're coming from.
Oh, I remember that. Joe Esposito told me that story.
Wow.
The comment you made is, we probably would never know what an old Elvis was like. And boy, you hit that right on the head.
Yeah, he was spiritually starved. I had arranged that his request for Oral Roberts to come out to Las Vegas earlier in his career when he was appearing there. He spent the afternoon with Elvis and prayed with and for him, and he told me later, the boy is spiritually starved. He's missing the worship services he enjoyed with his parents when he was growing up, and he can't do that anymore. He says he can't go to church. And I kept saying to him when he asked me, and he told me he was so regretful he couldn't go to church. I said, why? Well, I go and the kids scream and they want my autographs. I said, don't you think, at this point, I was still hot.
Yeah.
I said, don't you think it happens to me if I go to a church where I'm not a member already? Just tell them you'll sign their bulletins at the end of the service. You're just there to worship like they are. Even if they're looking at you, forget about it. Just sit down and worship or stand up and worship and enjoy the experience. And then sign autographs. They'll take those bulletins to school. And the kids will say, where'd you get Elvis or Pat Boone? Was at your church? Can we come and make it an evangelical outreach?
You are a prime example how to overcome that. You had the same fame and notoriety, and you were able to live a life and have a beautiful family, and he just strayed away from that. It's a funny bit because Joan Rivers once said, geez, Elvis, if you don't want to be recognized, don't go with a black limousine, a cape, and 42 guys following you. You might be able to get through the crowd, you know?
That's right. Wear a mustache and a golf hat like Alice Cooper.
Yeah, right. Well, Pat, this has been great. I really appreciate this, and I would love to see you one day out on the West Coast or when you're here in the East Coast. Anytime you want to promote anything, or you and Shadow are just absolutely bored, which I can't imagine that ever happening to you, and you want to join us, you know you're always welcome here.
Not bored, but looking for shelter, maybe. So I'll keep that in mind.
Pat, thank you so much for what you've done today. We urge everybody to get this country record. We're going to be playing it, too, in and out of these breaks, okay?
Okay, grit. Have some grits on me.
Have some grits on you, and I'll get you that sheet music for If, okay?
Oh, by all means. I want to check that out.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll make sure that you have it.
Okay, man. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Pat.
Love you. I love you.
I love you too, Pat. Thank you. It's good to know some celebrities never lose their staying power. Pat Boone. And here's one of the songs from the CD, Country Jubilee, that he does with Crystal Gayle.
Just you and I.
Just you and I.
Sharing our love together. And I know in time.
And I know in time.
We'll build the dreams we treasure.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world listening to Ron Segi today. You know, the History Channel has this great show. I love this thing. It's now in its 10th season called Alone. This is one thing that I would never, ever do, but I have a lot of respect for the people that do it. And joining us, and one of the finalists, is on the show right now to talk about the show, and that's Alan Tenta. Hi, Alan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much.
Now, I know you've been asked every question there is to be asked, and I got to be honest, I would love to sit down with you for about 6 days and talk to you about this, but this is a tough thing. I mean, you are equipped with 10 items of your choosing, camera gear, and then you're dropped off in northern Saskatchewan, Canada, where there's all kinds of predators, and you have to be out there for how long?
Well,
It averages between 55 and 100 days somewhere.
You got to be kidding me.
In the past season.
Now, I think it's important to know that you love the outdoors. You know, you used to go fishing and everything else. But you're a school teacher in British Columbia, so this is something that isn't an everyday occurrence. Now, you're up there against bears, weather. Are the 10 together, or you're 10 in different places?
We're in absolutely different places. No contestant ever runs into any of the other contestants. We're miles apart from each other.
What happens in a situation where there's an accident? I mean, do you have a communications of any kind that say, look, I broke my leg, or you had some kind of a kidney failure or something? I don't mean to be down, but you know, things could happen, especially where you're at.
No, we are equipped with emergency communication devices.
Right.
They show it on the show. That's how you tap out. That's how you remove yourself from the game. We call production on our satellite phone. It's not a secret because they showed on all the episodes.
Right.
And you could say, hi, my name's Alan, and I'm tapping out. So we could use that same satellite phone to call in an emergency.
Could I ask you, or is that confidential until the end of the season, can I ask you some of the things that you chose out of the 10 items you're allowed to take?
Yeah, sure. So
what are some of the things you took?
Okay, so my 10 items were a sleeping bag, cooking pot, a ferro rod, which is like a man-made flint. I brought my long bow and arrows, some paracord, snare wire, axe, saw, fishing line, 25 hooks, and a little multi-tool. And just an interesting little snippet of information. I read online last night, somebody posted it, that the last three participants all chose the exact same 10 items. I found that pretty interesting.
Really? So you didn't bring, like, extra clothing or something?
Oh, well, yeah, clothing doesn't count as part of your 10 items. We're allowed two pairs of underpants, a short-sleeve shirt, two jackets, two pairs of boots. So, yeah, you know, we're allowed to take, you know, a reasonable amount of clothes for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want us, like, freezing to death out there, right? So we are allowed to take a pretty good selection of clothing.
Now, the last remaining competitor, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been following this, and you should because it's a sensational show, take a grand prize of $500. That's a lot of money, okay? But win or lose, Alan, would you ever do this again?
I think I would, yeah. It was an amazing experience. Yeah, I think I would.
I see some of these people, what they go through, and you, for one, I don't even know how you prepare for this experience. I mean, this is like going right back to the beginning of time. No food? You got to catch all the food and everything yourself?
Yeah, correct. You can forego one of your 10 items, like a saw or an axe, and there are small rations you can take as instead of an item,
mm-hmm.
Like 2 pounds of pemmican, and something like that. But I found that if I had to give up something like an axe or a paracord or a fishing rod, the rations are very small, and I didn't take any food items because I didn't want to give up like an axe or a saw or a snare wire. I felt like if you caught one large fish, I mean, that would equal one of your rations. So, yeah, I didn't take any.
Now, late at night, in the middle of the night, I mean, it's got to be lonely. I mean, one of the fellows said, you can scream and holler all you want, nobody's going to hear you.
Yeah.
Do you hear animals? I mean, you know, you're in the bitter cold, then you're in, you know, not so bitter cold. I mean, the change is just phenomenally one end of the spectrum to the next. What's it like at 2 o'clock in the morning? And do you even know it's 2 o'clock in the morning? Do you have a watch?
We don't have a watch, but if we want to find out what time it is, there is a time stamp on our camera. So when we open up our camera, it does tell you the date and the time. So the editors, you know, can put the footage together properly.
Yeah.
So that's the way we could tell the time. But no, I definitely heard animals at night, cruising around outside, moose, little critters like marten. Yeah, it wasn't too bad, though. I did wake up once to crunching, and it was early morning, it was light, and there was a marten heading towards my tarp. I hadn't built my permanent shelter at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sleeping under a tarp, and he was cruising over to see what I was. And then he turned and ran towards my fish I had up in the tree, so I had to chase him away, because he definitely smelt my fish.
It's unbelievable. What did your wife say? You know, you're married with two children. When you told her you're going to do this, what did she say? And if she had to get a hold of you for some reason, can they contact you just like you can contact them in case of an emergency?
No, we can never contact our family, and they can never contact me. Obviously, if something bad happened to me, production would let her know, but no, there was absolutely no... It was only one number on my phone, and it was to production.
Out of the 10 contestants, how many were men, how many were women?
There were 3 women and 7 men.
They got to be some tough women, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
What was the worst, like, temperature-wise, what was the worst you had?
Well, I'm actually not even sure how cold it got. And being a Canadian, I mean, I think in Celsius. So, yeah, I can't really answer that question.
When the show is over, you need to come back so we can talk more about the experiences. How did they recruit these people? Obviously, you had to sign up for it. Did you volunteer for this? Because this show's been on the air for 10 seasons.
Yeah. The backstory is when I was teaching my outdoor education class, every Friday we're working on a carving project,
yeah,
learning knife skills. And I used to put this on the big screen while we were carving. It kept kids kind of focused, you know, carve and listen to the show. And a lot of the things that we're seeing on the show were skills that we were learning in the class. So kids started bugging me to apply for the show. Mr. Tenta, you should apply for loan. When we do this in class, blah, 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 blah. So I ended up firing an application. It was just a little short email. And then I just kept on going to the next step, to the next step, to the next step, to the next step. And then I was having interviews, and I was talking to casting directors, and I had to make a video of skills that I had, and I had to do an overnight in the bush. And eventually, on July 1st, 2022, I got a phone call that I'd made the show. So, yeah, it was a pretty wild last year, that's for sure.
I would assume they have to go through a lot of pre-qualifications for this just by simply how the nature of the show flows, and I'm sure that they had a lot of people that signed up, and after testing, they said, I don't know, I'm going to do this. So I give you a lot of credit for taking right to the end. Well, Alan, you got to do me a favor now. You got to come back after this thing is over, and, you know, whether you're first or last, it really doesn't make any difference. The fact that you did it is phenomenal, and I give you a lot of credit for it, and I hope you win the $500,000. On the History Channel, it's called Alone, now in its 10th season. Watch it and root for Alan, and I want to tell you something. You're quite a guy. You really are. May I ask how old you are?
I had my 52nd birthday out there, 52.
What was the oldest person in there?
I think it was Lee. I think he was 58 or 59.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, Alan, good luck to you. We'll be rooting for you, and we'll be watching, okay, my friend?
Hey, thank you very much, Ron. You have yourself a good day.
And I'll
nice chatting with you.
Nice chatting with you, too, and I look forward to talking to you after the show, okay?
Appreciate it, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Alan. That is unbelievable. And he's been out there, you know, you'll know all the details of it when you tune in. It's the History Channel Alone, and the finale is coming up on Thursday. I don't know. Well, yes, I do know. I could never do that. Never. Unless I had a color TV, you know, a little bar set up there, a couple of bunk beds, you know, nice heater. There's more to come with Ron.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests that joined us this first hour, and they include legendary singer, author, TV personality, songwriter. He does everything. 89 years old, sounding great, Pat Boone. Also want to thank from the History Channel's Alone, Alan Tenta. Next hour, Tamron Hall will be joining us on the show. Later on, a buddy of ours, the Beaver himself, Jerry Mathers. Hal Linden will be here. He's done so many things in this business. And, of course, Barney Miller is still on the air. And Travis Bickford, who is the program coordinator for the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress. That's next hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.